The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Yeah, welcome aboard and to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl in the Bud. Caught unawares. I'm just kind of looking at a countdown, looking at Bob. Yeah, 7:05. Good morning, June the 9th.
Did you tell me get your head in the game this morning? Get your head in the game.
Get your head in the game here this morning. Where you're going, well, look at this. Look at this. And I'm going, get your head in the game there, sweetie. I should have done that. Hey, our phone numbers here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live on our new website, kcnr1460.com. If you got ideas about the website, say, hey, you know, you need to change this, change that, send it to us. Send it to Carl at kcnr1460.com. Because we want to make our website a usable one, one that's enjoyable, one that, you know, it interacts with you. And speaking of interacting with you is Bad Bob.
And good morning, sir.
How are you, Bad Bob?
Doing well for a Thursday.
Wait a minute. What is it about a Thursday? I mean, it's over the hump day.
Yes, but it still seems a long way to the weekend, which, of course, has little meaning in a place like this.
But just Bob, you know what? Yeah, that's true. Just, you know, well, there's just Bob. He's looking at you. You know, look at him. He's just staring at you. He wants your job. He just wants your job.
There is no 8 to 5.
Don't stumble. Don't stumble here.
I'm sorry, darling. I didn't mean to talk over you. There is no 8 to 5 when it comes to radio.
No, there's a, you know, what Friday means is two more working days till Monday. Yeah, there we go. Hey, good morning, everybody. I hope everybody's having a good day. You know, the chat room is already fired up here.
People have things they want to discuss. Currently 61 degrees, going to be a beautiful day. High of 89. Well, this is the weather that we've been anticipating, and here it is. Mostly clear this evening with a low of around 60. Clear, clear, and clear. Tomorrow is going to be a mostly sunny day with 85. Friday night with a low of 58. Saturday, 84. Sunday, 86. Monday, 89. So we're in that beautiful plant by the moon time.
That's right, and I'm out playing.
Weather's always brought to you by Selma Vineyards.
And it's a beautiful place to go up to. Now, this weekend, who they have?
Charles Bellona Trio.
Yeah, that's great.
So you might want to go to the music. You know, when you click on our website, you go to Anselmo's and you'll see what's happening with the music series up there. And also, okay, you know, we like to talk about a little bit this day in history because, of course, we have a stacked morning again. And, of course, we're always taking your calls and whatever you want to talk about through the chat room. But today, I love these. I wish we would have found a sound clip for this because this is priceless.
That's not in Bob's contract.
Walt Disney's famous Ducky made his first appearance as a bit player on film this day in 1934.
Okay, now Bob may like this one, though.
In The Wise Little Hen.
The Wise Little Hen, and it's about a duck.
Donald Duck went on to quack his way into mischief and starred him in 127 cartoons and features before his final appearance. And when do you think that they finally finished Donald Duck? I mean, of that series with Walt Disney.
I have no idea.
1961.
1961, and those are still going strong. You can still see those older Donald Duck.
You
remember Donald Duck when he'd go after, he'd be with Chip and Dale, and they'd have these big battles. Bad Bob, did you ever remember that?
Oh, yeah. They would show them often on the Sunday evening World of Disney.
And there was this tree out in the middle. It was on an island out in this lake. And the two chipmunks had all the acorns in there. And then Donald was going after the tree for some reason, and the battle was on.
Well, he was the first really recognized Disney creation after Mickey Mouse. So it was Mickey Mouse then in succession, of course. So his girlfriend, Daisy, was seen for the first time in 1937. Kids came later in the form of nephews Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
You know, they called them nephews, but I always was kind of wondering about that. I kind of looked at Daisy Duck and Donald, and they seemed pretty close at times.
Along with Donald's uncle, remember Scrooge McDuck?
Scrooge McDuck.
And, of course, they have films and comic books and TV cartoons. One thing I want to say, who did the voice?
No.
A distinctive quack was voiced. The quack was voiced originally by Clarence Nash. The quack, 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 quack. That was somebody else. Clarence Nash.
I was always a big fan of Ludwig von Drake, and he'd do the things on the educational stuff on all those films.
Yeah. He'd blow things up and stuff. Gosh, you know, that's from like 50 years ago.
Yeah, blow some stuff up. I guess that I like it. Blow it up.
I kind of like that. Hey, you know, today I'm going to be out and supporting the Reading Pro-Am by doing they're having a kind of a mini Pro-Am media day, and it's benefiting the Shasta County Special Olympics. And, you know, this is a great event.
38th anniversary.
Yeah, it's the 38th anniversary of this, and they're going to be playing all weekend, but you can donate to this. And, you know, it's a major source of funding for the Shasta County Special Olympics. And you just can't say enough about it.
Are you playing 9 or 18?
We're just playing 9. That's about all I can take. At that point, I have been beaten down.
And then you go dance.
The people I'm playing. Yeah. I'm coming. Yeah. Anyway.
I'm amazed.
Hey, Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. 7:11 in the morning, June the 9th, and we're going to have Police Chief Peter Hansen's going to be here. We're going to be celebrating Philippine Independence Day. We've got an author coming in with a
Sheila
book about
Hoyer's
cowboys.
Yes.
And it's got, this lady is truly remarkable. So join us after our first break.
Your bets and get ready for the action at Wind River Casino as they offer the hottest variety of table games in the North State. Everyday favorites like blackjack. Is single deck blackjack hand-picked more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, fortune pie gal poker. The notorious blackjack tournaments are back. Plus, coming soon, very soon to the pit, mystery card roulette. For more information, log on to windriver.com. Better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience at Wind River Casino. It's better on the river. Head down to Wind River Casino and play the Monte Carlo Tournament.
Monte Carlo.
Get your dose of blackjack, four-card poker, and pie gal Saturday, June 25th at 2 p.m. in the 21 pin. $1,000 is added to the payouts. $20 buy-in gets you $5,000 in chips.
$5,000.
Pays out the top six overall scores. For more information, log on to WinRiver.com.
WinRiver.com.
Or better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience at Wind River Casino. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Getting a good night's sleep is critical to your well-being and how you function throughout your day. When you purchase a new Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Crisson's Mattress Gallery, you'll wake up every morning relaxed, refreshed, and ready to take on your day. No more tossing and turning, all because Natura and Mother Nature have mastered the art of combining comfort and durability by bringing together latex, wool, and cotton to give you a great night's sleep every night. I should know, I've been sleeping on my Natura mattress for over a year now. And at Crisson's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable you wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. See Steve at Crisson's Mattress Gallery and let him show you the mattress that will give you blissful sleep night after night for years to come. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery or free bed frame, and always free haul away of your old mattress. Adjustable beds, conventional latex beds, and chemical free organic beds. Natura mattresses only at your locally owned Crisson's Mattress Gallery. Reading's exclusive Natura mattress dealer, 2355 Athens Avenue, next to Lazy Boy Furniture Store.
You want the best for your parents. After all, they've always been there for you. Now, as you consider living options, don't settle for anything less than the best. Shasta Estates is Redding's premier independent retirement living community, offering a lifestyle unlike any other. They help seniors flourish with three delicious chef-prepared meals daily and the safety and security of live-in managers available day and night, plus a robust social calendar with a variety of enriching activities and so much more. Plus, these amenities and all utilities, except phone, are covered in one convenient month-to-month rent with no buy-in fees. Shasta Estates has a combined management team of over 25 years' experience.
Visit Shasta Estates today for a complimentary tour and meal located at 1350 Buenaventura Boulevard. Call Shasta Estates at 243-3014 or visit us online at www.holidaytouch.com. Shasta Estates is offering incredible summer incentives starting with a five-year rent freeze. So hurry and call today. That's Shasta Estates at 243-3014.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7:15 in the morning, June the 9th, and it is 63. Yeah.
63
and I'm
degrees.
Dancing on sunshine. Okay, let's start talking about what's going on here.
The 9th
Wiener is getting roasted, it looks like. Yeah, we love this. You know, not the Democrats are finally starting to get some backbone there and say, you know what, maybe this is wrong. And they're starting to say Wiener's got to go. And then it's announced yesterday his wife's 3 months pregnant. You know, when you're on a roll, Wiener, you're on a roll. Here's the big thing. Yeah, you know, Wiener on a roll, get it? Hot dog, yeah, art. Okay, what about this? Is that they're calling Wiener's office, and his staffers aren't there. Why aren't they there? They're out looking for other jobs, my friends. They're out looking for other jobs. I love it.
Can you blame them? I mean, come on. That's just a black mark.
He should have just right then when it happened said, you know what? I've got other things on my mind. My wife's pregnant, and all this stuff's going on. I need to pull back here. I'm going to resign. But, of course, I did nothing wrong. You did everything morally wrong.
All right.
No, I'm not going to say those words.
No name
calling
here.
Okay, how about
here.
This? OPEC's not raising production, and oil is over $100 a barrel. They just couldn't quite agree on it. Now, what is Obama doing about this? I mean, this is hitting the middle class. This is firmly hitting the middle class, this cost of gas, because it goes up for transportation, for jobs, for food, everything, it's going up. So what do you think he's doing? Do you think he's, what about, hey, I'm opening up ourselves to the world. We're going to become friendlier. They're going to do what we want because, hey, we're all hugging each other. President Obama, what are you doing over this? Are you doing a dance over this? Because that means less people on the road, less cars, all of that. Oh, gosh, it's really helping, cut back on the environmental impact of cars. And wasn't it GM that just said, hey, I think that we should have $1 a gallon gasoline tax to force people to buy smaller cars? And GM, isn't that the one we gave all of those billions and billions and billions of dollars of taxpayer money? Which, by the way, their own people are saying, we're not exactly sure where that money went to in there because it's kind of like an omelet. Once you put all the eggs together, you can't pick out this egg. Is anybody getting tired of this? All I see, and I see in the paper today, it's all because of Republicans. It's all because of Republicans. Excuse me. Look what's happened for the last 2 years. I asked the chairman of the Democratic Party here. I said, you guys been in control for the last 2 years until this past election when the people just went berserk. Nothing happened. You made deals with GM. You made deals with pharmaceutical companies. You made deals with health companies. You made deals with McDonald's. I mean, come on. What's going on here? $100 a barrel, which it's been, and the unemployment is going up. 427,000 new faces on the unemployment rolls. Last month they said, this was just a dip. Didn't mean anything. Well, it's not a dip anymore. It's not a dip anymore. What's Obama and his gang of economic geniuses doing about this? And it's the party of no. No, that's not what it is. You've made some decisions that are really horrible. There's billions of dollars out there that's never going to come back. And how can you just say is that if we just keep giving money and pushing money out on state programs, that's going to do it? Now, there are state programs and there are, federal programs out there, for instruction and all that, fine. But what does the government do that makes... that does production? Manufacturing jobs dropped for the first time in 8 months this past month. Dropped. They shed jobs. They fired people for the first time in 8 months. Time to take a good look out there, my friends. Okay, here's my favorite one before we take a break. I want to get this straight. Wait a minute. Let me, I have to look at this because I want to make sure that the airline company gets the proper amount of love here. Yes, Delta. Delta.
Is
airline.
Ready when you are.
Yeah, well, Delta is ready to stick it to you if you're a soldier.
Why?
They had four soldiers coming back from Afghanistan. They had four bags, right? So this says in their orders, hey, we can have four bags. You can travel with four bags and you put it in the hold. Well, Delta, on one of the connecting flights, says, no, it's just three bags. So these four soldiers just back from Afghanistan were charged $2,600 for those extra bags.
There'll be a formal apology, I'm sure.
Well, they're trying to. Well, Delta right now, Delta was denying. And then guess, you know, here's the thing that Congressman Wiener should give classes on, is that when you put things on Facebook or you've got you send a photo of yourself from a phone or somebody can just video what's happening off their phones, it's hard to lie. Then it's hard to lie, and that's what Delta was trying to do. And then all of a sudden, it was like they pulled everything off their websites, and they said, "Well, soldiers on active duty can now take four bags." Guess what? When you're going to a place like Afghanistan or any place you deploy to, you have all this military gear, like and all your flak jackets, your helmets, all that stuff. You know, it takes up a couple bags, and you've got maybe a weapons bag, and then you've got your own bag. Guess what, Delta? You know, you should know these things. And to do something like that is just terribly terrible publicity. I'm not going to use Delta again.
So that goes down to the guy that represents you on the street. There's probably somebody following the rules, and then the management.
Okay, you're right. No, honey, you are absolutely right. I don't mean to step in on you.
Well, the management, the person who was the manager that day, I'm sure he said, "Can we do this?" And the manager said, "No, we have to follow protocol." I bet you they lose their jobs.
No, they won't, because they did exactly what the company wanted them to do. Here's the problem: is that, and this is what's going on with us. Did you know that it has nothing to do with what's right anymore? Or what's just. It's just another bureaucracy, and it's money. That's all it is money. And we're facing that here in this town. We're facing it in this state and in this country. It's come down to not what is right, not what is good, but what's going to bring in the bucks, because people are panicking and saying, let's just keep, no matter what it is, let's just keep grabbing those dollars. We got to take a break here. Carl on the bot. KCNR 1460, you know, we got some good people coming in here.
Well, smile on the other side. We'll be back. 64 degrees here. KCNR, we'll be right back.
Yeah, this is Free Fire Radio.
Hello, this is Adrian Malley with Reading Electric Utility. Please join the City of Reading for the 11th annual City of Reading Energy Fair, Saturday, June 18th from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Sundial Bridge. The Energy Fair will once again feature over 40 local vendors demonstrating home performance, energy efficiency, water conservation products, technologies, and the new plug-in electric and fuel-efficient vehicles. Activities for the kids, bonus rebates, free asphalt cowboys, pancake breakfast, drawing for Energy Star appliances, home energy makeover, and more. Learn how to conserve energy, save money, and how you can make a positive impact for your family and our community. See you June 18th beginning at 8 a.m. at the Sundial Bridge. For more information, call 339-7300. Sponsored by Reading Electric Utility. REU, celebrating 90 years of outstanding electricity service for the Reading community.
Well, hi. There you are in your comfort zone, thinking all is well. Not exactly. The issues facing America right now affect you, your family, and your wallet. Join the conversation on the Alana Burke Show, Monday through Friday at noon, and find out what's really going on. Unabashed, unafraid, and unadulterated conservative talk radio. The Alana Burke Show, making the ears of the liberals and the politically correct burn on a daily basis. Sponsored by Haas Ranch and Farm, growing the North State since 1863.
Who can help you through the legal challenges of a divorce? Help you avoid mistakes and navigate this difficult process during an emotional time in your life.
I'm Pat Beasley. I'm committed to resolution-oriented family law. I'm here to listen and guide you successfully through the divorce process.
The Law Office of Patrick Beasley offers you the confident guidance of an experienced attorney to keep you from making mistakes. when it comes to issues like child custody, child support, visitation, and division of property, you'll have to live with the outcome for years to come. It must be done right. Pat Beasley and his team are ready to help. Confident, efficient representation from the Law Office of Patrick Beasley. Call today for a preliminary consultation at 229-0392. That's 229-0392.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning. KCNR 1460 here. And we're really excited about this segment because we have a local author, or authoress. You know, I don't mind being called an authoress. But and I'm not. But if I were, I would want to be called anyway. So we have Sheila Hoyer in with us, and she has a new book out that's called Cowboy: The Magic Horse. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good.
Well, you you have such a huge testimony in writing this book, in the fact that we have the Relay for Life going on this weekend. You have a beautiful illustrated book about a girl who goes through cancer and how the horse has been very healing, and that is a personal story for you.
Correct.
Do you care to share with our listeners a little bit of
Sure.
who you are?
Well, let's see. In 2008, I was diagnosed with kidney cancer. At the time, I was riding a horse twice a week, and he began to act really differently about 6 months into it, and he was bumping me continually, and we decided that there was something going on. We weren't sure what it was, so after several visits to our doctors, we realized that it was kidney cancer, and I had my right kidney removed, and I'm cancer-free. So,
well, hallelujah.
Yeah.
And so through this experience, you had this connection with the horse that that was, would you say despondent when you were sick, or distant, or protective?
What
would
very protective, and he would constantly nudge my back. And at first, when it first started happening, I thought he was trying to bite, and my trainer said, no, he's trying to tell you something, but we couldn't figure out what it was. And he began to be less active. Just he would carry me around like I was some kind of fragile egg. And when I would ask him to run or to trot, he didn't want to do it. And so it was kind of an interesting journey because we weren't sure what was going on. And there was really no symptoms. There was very, very little pain. Nothing that would indicate there was something wrong.
So Sheila, through the process of you know, your illness and now the glory of being on the other side and being cancer free, comes the inspiration for your book. And you will be in town doing a book signing.
Right. I will be at Whiskeytown National Recreation Center tomorrow evening at 5:30 to 7:30. I will be there with my illustrator, and also Cowboy will be there for all the children that would like to see a horse and pet a horse. He's a very special horse. So
absolutely.
That'll be fun for everyone.
Well, if you've ever looked around town and you've seen the W magazine, Women Magazine, a couple months back, you would have seen this beautiful brunette with the big hair. I always like to call you with the big eyes, Sheila Hoyer. And you've also been very involved in Whiskeytown, and that's a whole other program that I've asked if you would come on and talk to Friends of Whiskeytown and all that good stuff. So you've been really involved in the community. Of course, you're married to Kurt, and Kurt's very involved with law enforcement, and he's been a big spokesperson to keep us all informed. So we really appreciate you being very open and loving and honest about what you've gone through, and hear this wonderful book called Cowboy: The Magic Horse. Again,
you
Saturday.
Know, this is something that people should come out and get for their children, and it talks of hope and faith and love for animals.
Correct.
and how, you know, that living your life with is something that can be done, and that you can get through tough things with the help of your family and
friends
and your animals,
and whether they be human or animal.
That's right. What a great book! It's called Cowboy: The Magic Horse. Where can they get this?
They can get it at Whiskeytown Visitor Center online, cowboythemagichorse.com. and also at my salon, Destino.
Okay, now, we got just got like 30 Destino. Seconds left. Go out and get this book for your children. This is really, we're going to get a few.
And you also would like to try to get these, if you get people's awareness of trying to get this in children's hospitals.
Correct, free of charge.
Wow.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
A whole other day to talk to Sheila.
Boy, oh, yeah, we'll have Sheila come in
book
again.
Book signing Saturday.
Carl
Friday. Friday. What time again?
5:30.
Got it.
And we'll talk about that again before we get out. Free Fire Radio.
Let's say it one more time.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street's searching for direction in early trading following a six-day losing streak for stocks. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is now up 65 points. First-time jobless claims unexpectedly rising last week, fueling fresh concerns about the labor market. 427,000 Americans filing for benefits, coming in well above estimates, and last week's number was revised higher. Initial claims have topped 400,000 for the seventh consecutive week, suggesting companies are not hiring as quickly as they were earlier in the year. The four-week moving average, which smooths out volatility, did fall slightly. The trade deficit unexpectedly narrowed in April, helped out by a surge in exports. It now sits at $43.68 billion, the lowest level all year, and the March number was revised lower. The decline in April was partly a result of reduced oil imports. Higher prices put a dent in demand. Oil is currently trading up above $101 a barrel. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit barracuda.com/flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/flex.
See what you've been missing. At Advantage Eye Care, we perform eye exams from the age of 3 months to 100 years old. No insurance, no problem. Advantage Eye Care has complete eyewear packages with 2-year warranties. We have all the top designer lines and frames for all budgets. We also have the latest design progressive lenses with free form design with easier adaption and wider reading areas. Dr. Leah has been in Reading and in business for 20 years. Advantage Eye Care. We take the time to assess your eye care needs, from treatment of eye disease to the latest in high-definition contact lenses. We'll provide you with the care you've been looking for. We take the time, you see the difference. Advantage Eye Care, 223-2325. Located at 1751 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 1. Call 223-2325.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip. You know, as a 3-time Winston Cup champion, now I know something about good machines. That's why, for my new home, I chose Water Furnace Geothermal Heating and Cooling. You see, to be the best, you've got to use the best. And a geothermal system from Water Furnace is the best way to heat and cool your home. It's efficient and reliable, plus it'll cut your energy bills by up to 60%. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
Like Darrell Waltrip says, a water furnace system is a winning combination of energy savings, exceptional comfort, and reliable performance. And with today's skyrocketing cost of electric rates and costly tiers, you could save up to 70% in heating, cooling, and hot water costs. Consider the smart switch to a geothermal comfort system or turbocharge your existing furnace with an add-on unit. For more information, see Crystal Air on the web at www.crystalair.info or call 530-623-1000.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. In life, we all learn that we must accept what we can't change or change what we can't accept. When we're unable or unwilling to accept those things we can't control or change, we become depressed, anxious, or angry. While sadness, anger, worry, and fear are normal human emotions, sometimes they can feel overwhelming. When our normal methods of coping no longer work, psychotherapy offers us the tools we need to manage our difficult emotions and regain our balance and peace of mind. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246- 7062.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and the Bot. It is 7:35 in the morning on June the 9th, 63 degrees. This portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite. Give Doug Tooley a call, B&T, at 244-1988. Don't call that 800 number. Don't call that number. Call the local number. He puts in your dish satellite. He just does an outstanding job. His business is growing because of you all out there, and we appreciate that. Give him a call. Give him a chance. A veteran. He has great rates for people. The other thing, too, is that Doug and B&T Satellite are really supporting the Women's Refuge. And they're really supporting this Dancing with the Stars. I can't say enough about it. Every time you're going to see a post, you're going to see B&T Satellite. Because Doug wants to be involved with the community. And he's doing that. So B&T Satellite, 244-1988.
All right, we have a special group with us in this morning. Of course, we're live here on KCNR, and I'm looking at two very handsome gentlemen, and I would say, how about if I say they're sisters? Okay. Sunday, June 11th, we're going to have the 113th Philippine Independence Day celebration. And it looks like we have two gentlemen with us by the name of Bradley and Tyler. And, of course, Engla, welcome to the program.
Hello, good morning. My name is Encar Vegas.
Encar,
that's it.
It's my writing.
And, I have Tyler Cervanya and Bradley to promote our show on June 12th, which is the 113th year anniversary for our Philippine Independence Day, and they will talk about our show on the 12th.
One of you gets to talk.
Tyler, you go first. Tell us what you're going to do.
Well, we are celebrating our Filipino Independence Day here in Redding.
Yes, and that's going to be, okay, as you celebrate the Filipino Independence Day, what does that mean to you?
For me, it's like promoting our culture to our city, our community.
Right.
So sharing your culture and your country and what your country is about with Redding.
Yes.
And you can tell by looking at you, you're very proud of that heritage. And so, are you dancing in the show? Are you singing in the show?
We are dancing, and we are going to be having a fashion show to show people what we dress.
How your attire is, how the yes. Filipino attire.
In
the costume of the culture. So, Bradley, what is your involvement in the show?
Well, I also dance as well as, and me and my brother have plenty of dances. And
it looks like it says on, it's going to be at the St. Joseph School Gymnasium
yes.
on Gold Street in Redding. It's going to be from 12 to 4 p.m. on the June 12th. There's going to be food there.
Oh, of course.
Okay, so we're talking about the Filipino food, which, by the way, having spent several months in the Philippines, is just
yeah
great.
Oh, I love
Baya Bob's been in the Philippines.
Love We've the Filipino I love the Filipino culture.
You know what? We love the Philippines.
Absolutely. And I spent a lot of time in the Far East, and then I actually went to the Philippines as well, and I had many musicians, some of the best musicians I've ever had in my life play for me were Filipinos, and just a great culture of warm loving vivacious people. So Tyler, how do you say your last name? Is it Sarah?
Cervania.
Cervania, and you guys are brothers.
Yes.
Who's
yes.
older?
I am. Bradley.
Okay, so you guys were brought up. And Encar Vegas, you brought some wonderful shows to us before. You have to just forgive me. It's early in the morning, and sometimes it takes me a moment to connect. Encar Vegas, you and your husband,
yes.
Wonderful singers and entertainers. So this is something, is this your sister or a relative with
Actually,
us?
Actually, Angie Cervania is their mom. She has four kids, and all of them are dancing with us. And one niece and a nephew, and they're all dancing. So that's when you can see they dance using the bamboo.
Oh, yeah.
It's called tinikling. We're going to do that. We have the singkil, which is four bamboos across, and they're dancing on it. They will dance on the bench and all kinds of dances. You'll enjoy it. Plus the food that we're going to have, you will enjoy it.
And it's only $10 to come in there, but you get the show and lunch. And I guarantee you, if you have not eaten the Filipino food, you are missing out.
Okay, so
on
who's
it.
Cooking?
Well, you know what? That's the hard part. So we have to cook also because it's all volunteer work. As normal for all the veterans, we all do volunteer works. And they are doing the dancing.
Are they cooking at all?
Oh, they cannot cook, Tyler, and they will just eat and dance. But no. They will show the fashion show.
I am not a gourmet cook, but I am a gourmet eater. Is that right, guys? You know, hey, I may not cook it, but I'll eat it. So, you know, one of the things that that when we would go into the Philippines is there would be bands there that would be playing, and they would come out, and they would sound exactly like whatever cover group they were going to cover, I mean, that they were doing, the songs they were doing. There was no accent. There was nothing. It was like, I'm listening to Johnny Cash.
Yeah. So, no, like the new lead singer of Journey. That's a great story about how he, is it Steve Perry? No, it's not Steve Perry, but it might as well be a better version of Steve Perry because that's a, I can't think of his name right now, but he was Filipino, and has been singing since he was 5 years old, and now it's a dream come true for somebody who's out with the national
band. YouTube. I think it was like off of YouTube. Now, we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll come back. We just want to talk a little bit more about what we're going to be seeing there, and the singing, and then the food, and when it's going to be, and how people can get tickets and all that. Okay, so we'll take a quick break here. Carl Lindebot. It's 7:41 in the morning on June the 9th. It's 63 degrees. It's probably hotter than that right now. 64 degrees. It's a great day. It's June 9th. Thanks for joining us. And when we come back, we're going to finish up with this. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on with the convention center. This is Carl Lindebot.
Now, a special announcement for veterans. Over 1,800 American military veterans die each day, many of whom do not receive all of the VA benefits they have earned. The Dignity Memorial Network offers comprehensive services to help eligible veterans and their families receive the VA burial benefits from the U.S. government. Your Dignity Memorial provider knows more about obtaining everything that is owed to you, including monetary burial benefits, a government-issued marker, presidential certificate, and much more. Your local Dignity Memorial provider also offers a planning guide that includes worksheets and valuable information for veterans like you and me. Whether you want to receive the planning guide or you have more immediate needs, your Dignity Memorial provider is here to help. The Dignity Memorial Network, America's leading funeral homes and cemeteries, united to bring you the services you need when it matters most.
Lawncrest Chapel and Memorial Park proudly serves the Reading area. Call 222-1587. That's 222-1587.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
When Chamber members tell us why they belong to the Chamber, they say things like, the Chamber helps me grow my business. Chambers like my own private marketing department helping me find customers. They keep me in touch with other member businesses that may turn out to be vendors from whom I can find high-quality product. Some of them even become customers of my own. Chamber provides these opportunities through our publications, events, seminars, literature distribution, and other programs. The mission of the Chamber is to stimulate a business climate in which our members grow their businesses. If you're a business owner in the Reading area, call us today at 225-4433 or visit our website at readingchamber.com for more information on how we can partner with you and your company's success.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You've seen all the amazing products on TV. Now find them all in one place. The As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Cherry Creek. If it slices, dices, chops, cooks, cleans, grills, drills, or fixes, they've got it. Just about anything that gets you in shape or simply makes your life a little easier. Over 1,000 As Seen on TV products all in one place. But wait, there's more. No waiting for delivery, no shipping and handling. Take it home today at the As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Cherry Creek Road.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gramavalia.
Beef
raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 745 in the morning on June the 9th. It's 64 degrees out there. This is Carl and Linda Bott, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. They are hosting us for a Dancing with the Stars extravaganza and fundraiser.
June 24th
from 6 to 9 p.m. There'll be a surprise dancing going on there. Not me, but it may be something that you might want to see. We're inviting everybody to this, and it's between 6 and 9. We're going to have hors d'oeuvres. We're going to have champagne. And we're going to, you know, it's going to be a $5 donation. And all the money, every bit of it, goes to the Women's Refuges, which is what we're doing, is raising money. That's what this Dancing with the Stars is. But today, we're talking about the Philippine American Heritage Dance Troupe and the 113th Philippine Independence Day Celebration, Sunday, June 12, 2011, at the St. Joseph Gold Gymnasium on Gold Street from 12 to 4 p.m. Not only will you get a great lunch, but you're going to have a show put on for you with traditional Philippine dancing. Is that correct? And with us is Tyler and Bradley, and, of course, Incarvar.
Vegas.
I'm okay. Now I'm doing it in Car Vegas. Okay, Tyler, tell us a little bit again about the dancing here and about the, you know, how did you start learning this when you were just a child? I mean, you're still not real old, but when you were a child?
I started learning our dances when I was 8.
Okay, so, and how old are you now?
13.
And Bradley?
I started when I was 10. And currently I'm 15.
Okay. Now, you both were born in the United States.
Yes.
And this is, and we were talking during the break, and this is kind of your way of celebrating, you know, your heritage. I mean, you're proud to be Americans, but also celebrate your heritage and let other people know about your heritage.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's great. Anything else here, Ankar?
Oh, as I've said, we're going to have some fashion shows. So if you enjoy watching... wants to see again, especially those who have been in the Philippines, and you miss our costumes, then it will have we will have a fashion show, and it involves from 3 years old. We have 3 years old who are the models, and some adults as old as myself. So you know, so everybody we are inviting you to have a refreshing look of the Philippines, and these kids will be doing all kinds of dances. Bradley, what you gonna do?
I'm going to be doing the Idao, which is a warrior dance. I'm also doing the Tinkling with my brother, and that's a bamboo stick dance. And I'm also doing the Polka Sa Plaza.
Yes. Okay, what's the what?
The Polka Sa Plaza. It's like, what that?
It's a Maria Clara dance, and they're using, umbrella, because you know, we get
yeah,
all
I've
this.
Seen those. Yeah.
Yeah, we get all these things. It's a combination of, all people that migrated in the Philippines, Spanish regime, all things like that. So that's one of the dances that we're going to do. And Tyler will do...
I'll be doing the bunko. It's a dance. It's where you dance on the bench.
Okay.
With a candle on their head.
Wow.
Well, you know, that's great. You know, this sounds like a lot of fun.
So it's a lunch.
Yeah.
It's a lunch.
And it's going to be this Sunday, in fact. So... if you don't have anything going on Sunday, and it's a great time to go from 12 to 4, go on down to the St. Joseph School Gymnasium. Just buy your tickets right there then, right?
Oh, we're just going to stamp your hands.
Okay.
So, yeah.
You don't even have to carry a ticket around. You just give them $10.
Yes. And you get everything free, not free, but show and lunch for $10.
That's right. Philippine Independence Day celebration on Sunday, June 12th from the Philippine American Heritage Dance Troupe. This is great. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
And I hope you have a great turnout, because I think it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Thank you very much for having us, Linda and Carl.
Well, you know what? This is, you know, it's our community here, Philippine Independence Day Celebration.
Well, thank you. And Car Vegas.
Part of our community. Yeah.
And Bradley and Tyler, thank
That's
you so
right.
much.
No problem.
Thank you.
Okay,
all right, you guys, Sunday again at 12 o'clock. It's the St. Joseph's Church. It's the 113th Independence Philippine Independence Day celebration with dancing and food, and I'm hungry. You made me hungry. I wish I could see it right now. So thanks for being on, guys.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to be talking a little bit about what's going on with the convention center and what's going on with City Cruise. Huh? That was in the paper. And then our guest at 8 o'clock will be Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen. Carl and Linda Bach, KCNR 1460, 7:50 in the morning. This is Free Fire Radio.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Stroop's Power Equipment in business more than 50 years. Now that's a proven record of excellence to provide you satisfaction for all your power equipment needs. From sales to service of chainsaws to ATVs, Honda, Steel, Husqvarna, Stroop's Power Equipment, all names you can trust. Stop by Stroop's today to start your experience and see what satisfaction really means. Stroop's Power Equipment, located at 2236 Cheering Creek Road, across from the post office.
Analog living in a digital world. That's what we talk about on Boomer Tech Radio every Saturday from 1 to 2 here on KCNR 1460. Brought to you each week by BNT Satellite, your dish network provider. Advanced Automotive, providing safe, reliable auto care for their customers and our community. And Tammy Thomas, your Edward Jones advisor, making sense of investing. Boomer Tech Radio, now at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoons, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media, Carl and Linda Bott. 7:53 in the morning, June the 9th. It's 66 degrees out there. We have
a special guest in the house again. We are really excited about, you know, this whole community thing that we've got going on here. We have got Kitty and Phil from
Good morning.
Welcome to the program from KIXE, and we do have a spectacular artist coming into town. Give us a quick, we've got like 6 minutes, give us an overview of what's going on, and we will be taking a caller, but let's do that towards the end of the program. Shoot, tell us what's going on.
We have Tommy Emmanuel coming into town. He is like the all-time best guitar player that there is. He's actually called a picker, and he will be at the Dave Mayer Theater this Saturday at 11 o'clock, or on the 11th, at 8 p.m., doors open at 7. And we're really excited about having a artist of this caliber come in.
This guy's a world class.
I don't know if you watched the CMA Awards, but he was just awarded Tuesday Global Country Artist by the CMA.
Global Country Artist.
And he's coming to our town.
He got his award Tuesday, and he just happens to be playing here on Saturday.
Yes, yes.
Well, you know what? I think that's great, and I think that's really a coup on your all's part to bring this in
for our community. Well, we really appreciate that. We are so excited to have somebody like him of his caliber. And the thing about him is that he kind of launched from the North State. His show was at the big room. The big room. And one of our guys saw it. Well, it was Brad Fay. He's up in Southern Oregon now. Took a look at it. They ended up doing a national show with him for PBS. He's now done two big PBS shows. So everybody in the North State can kind of pat yourself on the back because we kind of helped make him a national star.
Yeah, Tommy has acknowledged that too because he knows that the publicity he got through his PBS national show and with the local stations has really helped his career, and that's one of the reasons why he's coming here just to do this concert for KIXE.
Well, this is a major coup for you guys, and we know that you are doing so many things to really plug and revitalize the community and bring awareness into what you're doing. Why don't you give us a kind of an overview of what's happening now? We'll come back, and we'll give these tickets away, and we'll hone in on the event.
To do this now before we hit right at 8 o'clock.
All right, so first caller, just give us a call, 605-4567. You don't have to do any. There's no gimmicks here. These are two tickets. These are very hard to get. This is David at the David Marr Theater. We're talking Tommy Emmanuel. The show is Saturday, June 11th.
At 8 p.m.
At 8 p.m. So the first caller will get these two tickets, and they're free for you. So give us a call, 605-4567.
For those folks who don't know where David Marr is, it's over at Nova High School. I believe that's
the old Shasta Learning Center, Nova High School.
Up on the hill.
Thank you.
Beautiful. On Eureka. You drive up to Eureka.
It's right across from Ace Hardware.
That's exactly
And it's
right.
up right there on the hill. And let me tell you about the acoustics are good in there. This is where the UPrep does a lot of their stuff. Yes. And this is, I mean, it's good seats and the whole thing. So I think we have a winner here. So there's other things that are going on, too, with you all.
You know what was fun is yesterday I was doing some history on the theater.
Mm-hmm.
And the superintendent at the time brought all the children into that theater and put speakers beside the radio so that the children could hear the Day of Infamy speech.
FDR's speech after Pearl Harbor.
Yes, and that theater has a ghost.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Well, Cindy, congratulations. You are the winner.
Thank you, Cindy.
Come pick those tickets up today by 12 o'clock, 1326 Market Street.
The really fun thing for folks that haven't seen Tommy is that he plays the guitar almost like it's a piano.
Yes.
I mean, he's kind of a one-man orchestra, if you will, on the guitar, which is part of the reason that he was recognized by Chet Atkins for years as being what he called him one of the world's greatest guitarists.
Yes.
And got his start in Australia, and partially because as a boy, he was very influenced by Chet Atkins. And then years later, he actually got to do an album with Chet Atkins called The Day the Finger Pickers Took Over the World.
I guess if Tommy Emmanuel is picking, then we're grinning, right?
Yeah, he also plays a little something for everybody. He does classical, pop, light blues, Beatles tunes, you name it, and Tommy does it.
There's not a category. You cannot stick that man in a category. So he does
Nor should we.
No, yes. But you know, it's amazing. I am not really a guitar playing type person. And I walked by the television, and he was on at Channel 9, and he would pick the guitar with one hand, and he'd reach over and pick up some of the top strings, and it'd pound the back of the guitar.
Wow.
And I was thinking, this man is totally, if you closed your eyes, you would think like there was three or four different instruments, people up there with him playing other instruments. It was absolutely amazing.
Well, I think it's really cool that you guys have brought in an artist of this caliber, world-renowned, just winning this fabulous world award.
Right.
And then he's going to be playing at a different kind of theater that you could see him in at the David Marr Theater.
You can get him close.
Yeah, it's just going to be a cool experience.
Well, it has the beautiful architecture of the 1930s Art Deco look, but at the same time, it's got great acoustics, and you can get up, like you mentioned, closer to him because Tommy's very interactive. I mean, the audience kind of participates with what he's doing because he talks to the audience, and they kind of have a lot of fun with the show along with him.
Yes, he's very, very good entertainer. You know, some of the artists I've been to, that they just stand up there and they're like they're in their own little world. And they don't even really notice you're there, and he doesn't do that at all. He kind of just sucks you in, and you're his best friend.
Also, for folks looking for tickets, they are available on Ticketmaster, but it's probably a little bit late if you do their instant print. The best way to get the tickets and the best deal is just to stop by Channel 9 down on Market Street because we've got them. and then you don't have to pay those Ticketmaster charges for each ticket.
All right, today's the day. Probably a
They have tomorrow. You can buy them tomorrow. Too.
That's right, and they'll also be available at the door.
I think it's a good early Father's Day present. If you take your dad a week early, Frank, to beat the rush, and it's something that would be a lot of fun. Coming up after Fox News, I can see through the window, we've got Police Chief Peter Hansen. He's at he's pacing. I think there might be something he wants to talk about.
Like, I wonder if it's got anything to do with traffic enforcement. Hey, KIXC, thank you so much for coming in here. Tell me, Emmanuel. We'll talk about it again tomorrow.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
We've got to take a quick break here for the news. Carl and the Bot, this is Free Fire Radio.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. A crackdown on illegal immigration being called the toughest in the nation just signed into law by the governor of Alabama. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown is more live.
Lisa, the law allows police in the state to arrest a person already stopped if they suspect them to be an illegal immigrant. It's being called the toughest state-level anti-illegal immigration measure in the country, something of Alabama Governor Robert Bentley, a Republican, promised to do during his campaign. It also requires employers to determine immigration status of new hires and public schools to determine the immigration status of students. Both the ACLU and the Southern Poverty Law Center say they'll challenge it in court, Lisa.
Thanks, Evan. Retiring Defense Chief Robert Gates in Brussels, reassuring NATO there will not be a rush to the exits in Afghanistan.
And we expect the same from our allies.
Some European nations warning they can't backfill because they're under pressure to bring troops home, too. Confirmation hearings underway for the man who wants to replace Gates. Fox News Radio's Jessica Stone, live in Washington.
Lisa, current CIA Chief Leon Panetta laying out his case to become the next Secretary of Defense this morning. He told senators he supports President Obama's call for significant troop withdrawals in Afghanistan, calling the progress, quote, fragile but reversible. He says he knows he has tough choices ahead as well to reduce defense spending.
We owe it to our citizens to provide both strong fiscal discipline and a strong national defense.
Panetta also saying he believes there are still 1,000 al-Qaeda members in Iraq. Lisa.
Thanks, Jessica. Instead of a snow day, triple-digit heat. Closing schools early in parts of the Northeast.
It's too hot. They can't concentrate on when the weather is like this.
Howell Township, New Jersey, one of the places where schools aren't air-conditioned. Extreme heat blamed for at least 5 deaths from Wisconsin to Tennessee. Stocks higher, focusing on a narrower trade gap instead of an uptick in jobless claims. The Dow's up 87 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Every presidential election, it's recycled candidates spouting old ideas and refusing to agree on anything. But that's about to change with Votocracy, the great political equalizer that gives you the chance to run for president. At Votocracy.com, you can campaign for the White House on our powerful platform and maybe end up on our selection show before a national audience. So join millions of others in the great American debate. Start your campaign today at Votocracy.com. That's Votocracy.com.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Wait and worry for wildfire evacuees in Arizona.
I worry about some embers or something and them not seeing that our house is on fire.
The fire that's driven out thousands of residents from eastern mountain towns, now more than 600 square miles, and threatening major power lines that bring electricity from one nuclear complex in Phoenix to other states. Parts of New Mexico and Texas could face rolling blackouts. The corruption case against Illinois' impeached governor could go to the jury today. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper live in Chicago.
Lisa, in closing arguments, a government attorney says the ex-governor violated public trust, and it's all on the FBI wiretap tapes, like one where Blagojevich talks about an offer from supporters of Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr.
There's concrete, tangible stuff from supporters. No. Specific amounts and everything.
He's accused of, among other things, trying to sell or trade the president's former U.S. Senate seat. The defense begins its close later today, then the jury instructions and deliberations. Lisa?
Thanks, Jennifer. Microsoft loses at the U.S. Supreme Court, which says the world's largest software maker does have to pay $290 million to a small Canadian company for patent infringement. That court fight over one editing tool used in Microsoft Word. A computer repairman in California accused of being a digital peeping Tom.
Fullerton police say Trevor Harwell installed spyware on laptops, allowing him to take pictures of women undressing and showering. The malicious software produced error messages telling users to put the laptop near hot steam to clean the sensor. The 20-year-old allegedly stored the photos on a remote server, then downloaded them to his computer. Cops began investigating when a man complained about the messages popping up on his daughter's laptop.
Fox Radio's Steve Rappaport, he's been arrested and charged and freed on bond. Adrian, just a day after being a tropical storm, now the first major hurricane of the season out in the Pacific, but far from land. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 8:05 on June the 9th. What a great day this is this is just a great day to be upright and breathing there.
Upright?
Yeah. You know, what's the weather today there, sweetie?
We're going to have a fabulous day with highs of 89. Mostly clear tonight with a low of around 60. Currently, we're looking at 67 degrees. Fabulous forecast. Weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. Now, this portion of the show, which we're very proud to have Peter Hansen with us this morning, is brought to you by BNT Satellite.
You know, we can't say enough about BNT Satellite. Give them a call at 244-1988. Don't call any 800 numbers. That phone, if you call an 800 number, it does not stay in our city. It goes someplace else. BNT Satellite puts in dish satellite. They got, you know, ability with cable. They can do, they're putting in all types of HD. They've got special deals that are just great. He's a local guy. He's a veteran. I can't say enough about them. And he is supporting our community and dancing with the stars like you can't believe. He is out there. Doug Tooley wants to support our community. So he's finding ways of doing it. And this way is with Dancing with the Stars.
The Shasta Women's Refuge. He's supporting us.
And that's right. And so we can't say enough about them. And if you're looking for to change that provider or to, you know, you're looking for one, give him a call at 244-1988. Okay.
Now into the juice.
Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you doing? You know, you always come in here smiling.
Yeah, you got
it's
great disposition.
You talk about how nice the weather is. I get to walk over here. I mean, it's a really long way. It's about a block. And it is really a pleasant morning outside.
Isn't it nice?
It is beautiful.
It is.
You know it's going to be a warm day, but it's perfect right now.
When I come into work, and I'm thinking about getting something like a Segway or something like that where, you know, you can just get on it and just ride down the hill and, you know, come here. But it's like 60 degrees when I'm starting to leave the house and, you know, and the sun's shining. And it just, how can that not start your day off?
Yeah, pretty good. It's really nice outside.
Yeah. Okay. Lots going on.
Yes, lots.
And I swore I wouldn't do it.
Where do we start?
Well, let's start with this article that you gave me this morning about the red light camera enforcement program.
Right.
And as about everyone in town knows, we have a red light photo enforcement program here in Reading, and I think there's five or six intersections that are controlled or monitored by these cameras. And we contract with a company called Redflex, and they're based out of Arizona. And we have a contract with them to provide the services. And the way the system works, for those of you that haven't experienced it, is that if you run a red light...
There's only three people in town who have not experienced
it. There's a little tongue in the cheek over there with an eye towards me. But
It'll take a picture of you before you cross the limit line. It'll take a picture of you afterwards. It takes a picture with the condition of the traffic light. It runs a 10-second video. It takes a picture of your license plate and a picture of your face. And so it really provides pretty good documented evidence that you did run the light. The other thing that's nice, in a way, is that if you get a notice of violation in the mail, you can go to the website and you can actually look it up and view the violation yourself and see whether or not you want to challenge that in court. That's the same system that's used across the state. Where the differences come is what individual agencies do with that system. And what's getting agencies in trouble, I think, is... Our philosophy here in Reading, we started this program under Chief Modi, was to promote and enhance safety and to reduce traffic accidents. It was never about revenue. In fact, We lose money every month on the program. We do not make a profit on this, and there's no additional revenue coming to the city on this.
Well, then that's very simple.
Yeah.
Well, take it away.
But it does reduce traffic accidents. Our traffic accidents are down about 25% since we have installed the cameras, and that was our goal, to reduce traffic accidents and improve safety. So since the traffic cameras have been installed, our accident rates have gone down. That was our goal. We're not making any revenue. Now, some other cities look at it as a revenue source. And that's what I think causing a lot of people to protest, because talk about the fines and then the process. The base fine for running a red light is about $200 or so. I don't know the exact number. But what happens as a result of a vote by the people, we voted to increase fees associated with fines. So the base fee will be, the base fine will be $200, and that's about set by the state. And then they put court costs on top of that. And it about almost doubles the fine. Okay, so you end up paying $400 to $600 or whatever it is. And we all voted for that. There was a proposition a few years ago to increase fees and fines.
Not all of us voted for
yes,
that.
Yes, we did. And it was for courthouse construction.
Is that 100% of the people voted for that?
It passed overwhelmingly in California.
Is that in California?
And it was for courthouse construction. So the new courthouse that we're going to have constructed here as a result of those fine money, that was the increases. So there's all sorts
of
associated...
So I'll know that I'll have some blood in that.
That's right. There's all sorts of associated court fees that almost...
Keep a little brick with your name on it.
That almost double the fine, and that makes it kind of frustrating. But in terms of the fine money that comes to the city, we use that to pay for the company's services. But we don't make money.
Well, how much money does the company make a month?
About $6,000 per...
Per
camera. So let's
per
say
per camera.
So at this particular intersection, wait, Market and Shasta.
You mean per camera, not just per intersection.
Right, it's per camera.
So that's four cameras per intersection.
Well, it's usually one or two.
Okay.
So the Market and Shasta's got two cameras. So
that's $12,000 a month they make.
So the fine money goes to them, and that's why we don't make any money, because we're not to the break even point yet. Now here's what gets other communities in trouble. The information from the camera goes back to Arizona. And it's looked at by the company, and the company says, we think this is a violation. Some agencies allow the Arizona company to issue the citation. So some 19-year-old kid says, here you go, here's a citation in the mail. We don't do that. We require them to send the violations to us, and all those violations that that they observe, we review. And we make sure we positively identify the driver, the vehicle, and we use retired police officers who have 30 years experience to issue the citation. And so we have some discretion there. And we probably issue, of the violations they send to us, we probably issue 50 to 60% of the violations they send. Now, some agencies allow the company to do it.
Does the magistrate or the judge who sees the people coming in, does that person have any leeway in saying, okay, you know what, I'm only going to charge you $100 for this?
The judge does have some discretion in there, but he can, for example, find you guilty and suspend the sentence, which means suspend the fine. So that's a possibility, too. The other thing that gets companies in trouble is that, or not the company, but these agencies in trouble, is they'll say, we're going to pick an intersection where we know people run the red lights. All of our intersections that we chose here are based on high accident rates, not where people run red lights. And there is a difference, because we have a lot of intersections where there's a lot of traffic accidents, and we have a lot of intersections where people run red lights that aren't necessarily cause a lot of traffic accidents. So if you want to make a lot of revenue, you put your camera where there's a bunch of red light runners. If you want to reduce accidents, you put it at the intersection where the accidents are.
How many accidents are caused by right turn? People that don't come to a complete stop or long enough making a right turn. I can actually see if you blow through the light through an intersection. But how many are caused by those people making that right turn?
The biggest threat to people making the right turn is for pedestrians. The biggest threat to guys going straight through the red light is against another vehicle.
Right.
And those tend to be
that.
Very serious accidents, T-bone,
yes.
Intersection.
And I understand accidents. That. But mm-hmm. I sat there on the one down on Cypress Street and...
Bocelli.
And I was kind of back, and I watched that light going boom, 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 as people were making a right turn there. And the other people were in the left-hand.
Rolling through.
Well, you know what was happening? It was a left-hand turn from, Cypress. They were making a left onto, but the other ones, because nothing could get by there. There was no pedestrian, so people were coming up and trying to get through the light, and it must have been seven people in a row.
Well, if your logic is that I don't have to stop at the stop sign or the stop light because there's no one coming in the other direction, That's contrary to what the law says. The law says you need to stop. And if people would just follow the law, they could avoid the fine. And the law says come to a complete
stop.
There's not 3 seconds.
Oh.
It's complete,
just a complete
stop.
So and if you're on a motorcycle, you have to put your foot down.
It's a complete stop. So, and that can be less than a second, complete stop, and then you may proceed. It doesn't say slow down. Yellow light is slow down.
And I understand that. Yeah. I was just going by what you talk about accident rates. We have to take a break. Wait, then we can get off. Let's get on something. I mean, really that. But
no, because there's a couple of other issues related to this that's going on too that are important.
Okay, well let us take a break here because
still in my craw.
Where it started with me was somebody calling who's working his just rearing off, take care of his family, makes $9 an hour, he's working 40 hours a week. And I'm thinking to myself, what if this guy gets a ticket? I mean, we're talking about, because he rolls through or he doesn't stop long enough, come to that complete stop. What's that do to him with a $600 ticket? Anyway, we've got to take a break. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, 8:15 and more. And our guest is Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen. We're always
happy to have him here.
Have Peter Hansen. I really didn't want to get into this that much.
Today, four-door crew cabs are extremely popular. But being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don's Deck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of small machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got larger. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
You want the best for your parents. After all, they've always been there for you. Now, as you consider living options, don't settle for anything less than the best. Shasta Estates is Redding's premier independent retirement living community, offering a lifestyle unlike any other. They help seniors flourish with 3 delicious chef-prepared meals daily and the safety and security of live-in managers available day and night, plus a robust social calendar with a variety of enriching activities and so much more. Plus, these amenities and all utilities, except phone, are covered in 1 convenient month-to-month rent with no buy-in fees. Shasta Estates has a combined management team of over 25 years' experience. Visit Shasta Estates today for a complimentary tour and meal, located at 1350 Buenaventura Boulevard. Call Shasta Estates at 243-3014 or visit us online at www.holidaytouch.com. Shasta Estates is offering incredible summer incentives, starting with a 5-year rent freeze. So hurry and call today. That's Shasta Estates at 243-3014.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. The home of... Yeah, wait a minute. You haven't finished yet. You're winning. You're winning. Don't leave. Don't leave yet.
No, I'm ready.
The intermission is the big deal.
Okay. Okay, the final thing then on... you wanted to talk about this is... And we talked during the break. It was like with Police Chief Peter Hansen. It's like there's a rationalization.
Yeah.
And you're right. That's exactly what
it is. Well, here's the issue. There is, we have real evidence that shows that the installation of red light cameras here has increased safety. It's reduced traffic accidents. And I'm very sympathetic for those people that mistakenly run a red light and have to pay a large fine. The reality is we're trying to change people's behavior, and that's the purpose of traffic enforcement as a whole. The philosophy behind it is that if you have a strict enforcement policy, change people's behavior, they drive safer, and your accidents go down, and your insurance goes down, and less injuries and less impacts on our emergency rooms, and your 16-year-old daughter doesn't get hit by a guy running a red light. And that's the purpose, because it really is a safety issue. What's causing a lot of consternation statewide is that those agencies, and I'm not going to single any out, that use it as a moneymaker. And that's not the philosophy we adopted here. There's another example of that, and there's a lot of issues now related to sobriety checkpoints. You know, we run sobriety checkpoints now. They're funded by the Office of Traffic Safety through the state of California. Is to educate people about drunk driving, and to reduce accidents, get drunk driving off the road. But typically, we'll have a sobriety checkpoint. 1,000 cars will go through. We might arrest one or two drunk drivers, and maybe have three or four people that have a suspended license to tow their cars. Some agencies are running a sobriety checkpoint at 8 o'clock in the morning next to Home Depot, and they'll have 1,000 cars go through, and they'll tow 200 cars. And they're obviously using it as a way to generate revenue for themselves. And they're targeting people that don't have driver's licenses. Now, driving without a license is a crime. You cannot drive a car in California without a driver's license. But the tactics which they're employing are pissing people off. And what's going to happen is legislators will react to that and put limits on what we're able to do here, although that's not a tactic that we employ. The same thing happened many years ago with the asset forfeiture laws. And as you know, when you arrest a person who's committing a drug crime, you can seize their assets. If they have, you know, they sold a bunch of drugs and have a bunch of cash, you can take their money. And what happened years ago was that agencies were targeting people for investigations based on their assets, not based on their violation. So the guy with the big house and the nice fancy car, he was targeted even though he was a low-level drug offender, and the high-level drug offender is being let go because they didn't have any assets. So the federal government, state California, came in and says, hey, no, we're going to restrict how you can do those investigations and seize those assets, so it has to go through a court process, and it can't just be a money-making tool. And I think that's what's getting some agencies in trouble, and unfortunately we're going to suffer the backlash, although I believe we're doing it correctly. We're going to suffer the backlash by people getting angry about these tactics.
But see, that's what happens anytime. You know, it's kind of like a small percentage of people do something wrong, and we all get hammered with
that's
that.
Right.
I mean, gun laws, ammunition laws, and all
that's
that.
Right.
Hey, there's a question here before we take the break is, on 44, where you go into 44 down there by Shasta Regional, at that stoplight there,
yes,
there's now a new sign that says, no right turn on red.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that was a question that just came in. That one just kind of like popped up
yes.
here.
Yeah, that was it's actually on for traffic on East Street.
Right, East Street.
To say you can't turn right on a red to turn to go on eastbound Highway 44. That
right.
was installed by Caltrans as a result of issues with the number of pedestrians crossing back and forth. And we were having a lot of pedestrian conflicts with traffic there at that intersection.
What
so, that's why that fence got put up too, Bob. There's a fence now along the north side of Shasta Regional Medical Center to keep people from walking across that street because
right.
people really start to accelerate there. And so that sign was installed by Caltrans to give pedestrians a safer path across the intersection. Because that's a 24-hour facility. There's people coming and going across
the intersection. No, I understand that. It was like no warning. You know, you come up there,
yeah.
and then you start to make that turn, and you thought, oh, my gosh, I wonder how long that sign's been there.
There's an employee and customer parking area on the north side of the street, so it really is for pedestrian safety.
Okay. All right, got to take a break here. Carl Lindebot. Our guest, Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen, who has fought me to a standstill over traffic lights. I'm not giving up on this.
I guess that's a victory.
Because I'll just keep on. we'll do it again next month. But okay.
You must submit. We submitted. So, Curly 69 degrees.
Yeah, we submitted $529 to some idiot down in Arizona.
Oh, before traffic school. That's all right. 8:23 in the morning. We'll be right back. This is KCNR 1460.
Mom, the internet's not working. Now I can't finish my homework.
Oh, yeah, our provider sent me an email telling us we didn't have unlimited internet anymore.
That's so lame. You should call Lisa's dad at Shasta.com. They have the best local internet service.
You're right. I'll call them today.
Hi, this is Andy Main. I'm sure by now many of you have received a notice from your internet provider telling you that they're going to limit your internet and that they will charge you extra if you go over. At Shasta.com, we don't limit how much you can use your internet. If you are using Netflix, watching TV, or gaming on the internet, you could go over your limit, but not with Shasta.com. And when you sign up, we will replace your old modem with a brand new one. To sign up, visit us on the web at Shasta.com or call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Isn't it time to switch to a local company that offers unlimited internet without extra charges? This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
There are those who claim that non-hybrid seeds could one day be worth more than gold. We at the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange say, why do you have to choose? The Patriot carries its own line of heirloom non-hybrid seed packs that store for over 4 years at room temperature, and much longer if you refrigerate them. Each combo pack comes with 10 vegetable varieties that will allow you to plant about a quarter of an acre emergency garden. The Patriot also sells 200 and 275 serving dehydrated food pails with a 20-year shelf life to sustain you and your family until your emergency garden kicks in. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the Round Table. And get peace of mind today for less.
Are you taking time for yourself? Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga is your timeout location. It's a spa for the body, mind, and spirit. Non-competitive, therapeutic, nurturing, and welcoming are some of the words commonly used of the House of Yoga experience. Devoted teachers guide you lovingly through each class. No yoga experience is necessary. Physical limitations are not an obstacle. Men, women, and mature children are welcomed. Yoga is not merely an exercise for the body. It heals you through all aspects of yourself, body, mind, and spirit. We emphasize listening to your inner wisdom, which is always teaching you how to heal and thrive in the midst of your life. The House of Yoga, 246-7256, or the website nshouseofyoga.com. And remember, give yourself the gift of time.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. There's no music there. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:26 in the morning, almost 8:27. Just got a couple minutes.
We got
you know, off track here. You know, and to answer the question, it wasn't me who ran the light. I stop at lights because I am so about these things.
Can we just not go there anymore?
I stop at lights. But on the other hand,
do you want a full blown description?
No, we don't. We've had enough of this.
All
for
right.
That. Okay, we just got like a few
it's
minutes
a done
left.
Done deal.
We just saw where they made a huge raid on the gangs.
Yes.
Not here in town, but down south. Because
yes.
Arrested over 100 of them, and the big thing is how these gangs, and these were the ones from Los Nortos or the
Norteños,
how, and they made a big thing talking about how they're controlled by members that are in jail.
Yes.
Now. This seems like this was
before
the first.
Let
was
out?
This the first big raid that you've heard of on something? Like
no, actually, there's been quite a number of raids. In fact, there was one recently here in Butte County that we assisted with, where they targeted about 20 individuals that were part of what's called the Northern Structure, which is a Norteño gang, a very organized structure based out of Chico, Butte County area, with some feelers and participants here in Redding. And what's happening is there is a prison gang called the Nuestra Familia that is one of the largest prison gangs in the country, actually. They're mostly based out of California. They're the Northern Mexican gang. And all the top players are over here at Pelican Bay. From prison, they direct the activities of their lieutenants, and they direct the activities of the Norteño street gang all across California. And the same thing happens with the Mexican Mafia, and they direct the activities of the Sereno street gangs in Southern California. We have direct and specific intelligence from the California Department of Corrections that their next targeted area is the North State, Redding in particular, but they're also talking about Chico and Butte County. And so what we saw a little bit last year and we're preparing for to see again this year is this direct and very much organized effort to establish what's called a street regiment here in Redding involving Norteño gang members. So
we're working together with outside, with all the law enforcement agencies.
Let me get that again. We've got like a minute. You say that they are forming a street regiment?
Yeah, that's what it's called. The Norteños, again, very organized, much like a military
organization.
We're trying to establish a street regiment here. They send a mid-level manager, lieutenant-type folks here to our community to try and establish things.
Okay. Well, we want to talk about it. We've got a minute left here in this. We want to talk a bit more about that when we get back. It seems like we've seen a couple of arrests lately that have, and they've all been gang members. They had like a five were arrested the other night, and some of them were gang members, and you had the stabbing, and I don't know if the stabbing was a gang member or not, but it seems like I'm starting to see a lot more about gang members and people being arrested.
Yeah, it's a major issue with our community because, one, we're in a position where we can still prevent a lot of this and keep them out, at least the organized factions. But they're here, they're growing, and the specific intelligence coming from Pelican Bay, of course, is very disturbing.
Okay, we better take a break here. We've got to go for the news. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen, and where we joke around about some things, we're not joking about this. We're not joking about gangs, and we're going to talk about how we can help the police when we get back. Carl and Nabat, KCNR 1460, this is Free Fire Radio.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. The forest fire that has burned more than 600 square miles is still 0% contained in eastern Arizona. 7,000 people ordered to leave their homes. The impact may yet be felt two states away.
We understand that the fire is racing towards some key power transmission lines that carry electricity all the way from the Phoenix area and into parts of West Texas. And we understand that if that system is compromised, that about 372,000 customers could experience rolling blackouts.
Fox's Casey Stiegel outside Springerville, Arizona. Just upgraded from a tropical storm, Adrian is the first hurricane of the Pacific storm season.
We expect it to take a track roughly paralleling the southwestern coast of Mexico.
Eric Blake with the National Hurricane Center says Adrian is not expected to strike land. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Here's Victoria Curtis of Cars California Auto Repair and Smog speaking with another satisfied customer.
This is John Lundberg with Circle N Heating and Air Conditioning. You're a faithful Cars customer, aren't you?
We've been bringing all of our vehicles, actually, personal and business, to Cars since 1993.
And how did you happen to first come to Cars?
I met Barb's at Northern Business Associates, so I had been using a different repair shop in town and decided to give them a try. Was dealt with very honestly, so I've been taking my vehicles there ever since.
How many vehicles do you bring?
About 7 vehicles, foreign cars all the way down to trucks.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends to Cars?
I have lots of customers who are good, and when they need car repair, I always refer them to Cars.
And have you ever used our new concierge service?
Very convenient.
Thanks so much for taking our call today, John. We'll see you again soon at Cars.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277.
Who can help you through the legal challenges of a divorce? Help you avoid mistakes and navigate this difficult process during an emotional time in your life.
I'm Pat Beasley. I'm committed to resolution-oriented family law. I'm here to listen and guide you successfully through the divorce process.
The Law Office of Patrick Beasley offers you the confident guidance of an experienced attorney to keep you from making mistakes. When it comes to issues like child custody, child support, visitation, and division of property, you'll have to live with the outcome for years to come. It must be done right. Pat Beasley and his team are ready to help. Confident, efficient representation from the Law Office of Patrick Beasley. Call today for a preliminary consultation at 229-0392. That's 229-0392.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. ADHD is one of the most common childhood disorders and can continue through adolescence and adulthood. Individuals with ADHD suffer with a neurologically based motivation disorder, While they can focus on things they find interesting, they have difficulty motivating themselves to concentrate on things they find boring, like chores or homework. Individuals with ADHD are easily distracted, disorganized, forgetful, and inattentive. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Somebody said that you're very informative. Are we on?
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460, home of Free Fire Media. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. You know, right on Athens Avenue, DC Tim and Amanda Black, they give discounts to veterans. They give great haircuts. They don't do styling, but they give great haircuts. Great conversation. They support our community. You can't say enough about them either. And, you know, yes, man's last stronghold. What else can I say? Our guest is Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen, and we're talking about the gangs. Fact is that they had some huge raids down in Southern California.
Yeah, in the Southern California, Fresno area.
Well, they said part of this was because these gangs were trying to force blacks out of neighborhoods. Right. They were targeting the black community to push them out of neighborhoods.
There are some Hispanic gangs in Los Angeles that actually have it as part of their charter to target African Americans randomly, just because of the
randomly, just because
whoever, just because of the color of their skin, and that's a major problem in Southern California. And so that, in addition to, you know, statewide prison releases that are coming, reductions in law enforcement, it's really going to start to be a more significant issue.
Do you really think that's going to happen if they don't have the money? I mean, because part of this whole thing was they were not going to release them unless they could give us like $25,000 per prisoner.
Right. That what you're talking about is the realignment proposal, and that's Assembly Bill 109, which has been passed into law but will not take effect until it's funded. And that's part of the governor's solution to decrease the prison population.
Right.
What has changed that will make that happen, regardless if the money is there or not, is this Supreme Court decision that just came out that said you are going to release these 30,000 inmates, and we don't care if you have the money or not. So the state of California has been told by the federal Supreme Court that this release is going to happen whether you have the money or not.
Okay.
So California was working on it on their own. To balance the budget and reduce costs, the realignment proposal, and now it's court ordered. So it's going to happen whether or not.
And they said
budget,
we have like 2 years to.
This. Yeah, it'll be a reduction of about 33,000 inmates. And it'll be a combination of releases, and then people, instead of going to prison, will be asked to be incarcerated here locally. So for a non-serious, non-violent, non-sex-related offense, they'll probably be incarcerated here locally if their sentence is less than, you know, about 2 or 3 years.
An example of that? Joyriding?
Guy writes a bad check or, you know, gets convicted and that sort of thing. Let's say he gets an 18-month prison sentence for whatever, probably be housed here locally. Now, the advantage of the governor's plan, if there's money to go along with it, is that it will allow the sheriff possibly to open another wing in the jail, maybe reopen it, annex, and house those prisoners here. Without the funding, those people are still going to be here.
Yeah,
that's going to take effect July 1st. So that is really the dilemma that's going on in Sacramento right now, is the debate on how to make the realignment proposal work to balance the budget, but also how to deal with these releases and how to provide the local governments, local counties, the funds to be able to handle this, not just the incarceration, but handle the supervision of inmates who will now be on parole. They'll now be on probation, and the impact on local communities of... So we had a meeting yesterday with the chief probation officer. And Wes Foreman. And it was a very positive meeting. We actually have a committee set aside to discuss how this is going to be implemented, what programs we're going to put in place to help rehabilitate. And the thought process is that we could probably do a better job here locally helping these guys get jobs and rehabilitate than the state could do, and that's very legitimate. But it looks like there's going to be about an additional 600 or so people here in our community that normally would have gone to prison. And that'll be a combination of people that are just straight released, other people that'll be on supervised probation, and other people that should be incarcerated at the county jail. And of those 600, they would have normally been sent to prison. So it'll be a shifting. It's a shifting of responsibilities.
And, you know, the kind of the scary thing about this is, as people, crime's not going to stop. and if crime not stopping, now you got to take, okay, this one is less heinous than the next, than the other one.
You know, the unfortunate thing is, and let me wear my the other perspective here. If a guy gets out of prison and is not helped, is not supervised,
right.
And I mean supervised in a positive way, and he goes right back to the situation he was in, whether it's the same neighborhood, the same friends, the same problems. He's
and
going
nobody
to,
there's nobody's there to
nobody's
watch
there
you.
To help him.
Right.
And he doesn't have support either from family or from a probation officer or a parole officer.
He's going back.
He's
going
to reoffend. Yeah. And because you don't, it's just going to create the same environment that caused the problem in the first place. So one of the advantages of having a probation officer or a parole officer, they help these guys get jobs, and they actually help them keep them, at least try to.
At least if they come out with the ideas that they do want to change,
right.
At least there's somebody there to give them some kind of assistance.
Give an opportunity. And just to cast them out and say you're on your own, it just be a matter of time for they reoffend, and that's unfortunate.
Wow. Okay. We got to take a break. Get us back on schedule here.
Let's talk about your blog when we get back.
Yeah.
Okay.
History-making blog, yeah. It's Carl on the Bot, KCNR 1460. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen. We've talked about traffic lights. We've talked about gangs. Now we're going to talk about a couple other things that are happening right here that when the police chief just put pen to paper, things have changed. This is Free Fire Radio.
All right.
Hello. This is Adrian Malley with Reading Electric Utility. Please join the City of Reading for the 11th Annual City of Reading Energy Fair, Saturday, June 18th from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Sundial Bridge. The Energy Fair will once again feature over 40 local vendors demonstrating home performance, energy efficiency, water conservation products, technologies, and the new plug-in electric and fuel-efficient vehicles. Activities for the kids, bonus rebates, free asphalt cowboys, pancake breakfast, drawing for Energy Star appliances, home energy makeover, and more. Learn how to conserve energy, save money, and how you can make a positive impact for your family and our community. See you June 18th beginning at 8 a.m. at the Sundial Bridge. For more information, call 339-7300. Sponsored by Reading Electric Utility. REU, celebrating 90 years of outstanding electricity service for the Reading community.
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. And, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
North Valley Bank's Shop, Swipe, and Win promotion is in full throttle and heating up. Our family of weekly $500 winners continues to grow, and you could be part of it. Every swipe of your North Valley Bank debit card counts, from the smallest purchase of your morning coffee to filling the biggest tank of gas. That's right, every swipe for any purchase automatically enters you into our weekly drawings for $500. If it sounds too good to be true, check out the photo gallery of all our winners so far on our website at novb.com. You could be one of them and join in the fun of our weekly Friday celebrations. If you don't have a North Valley Bank debit card, simply stop by one of our convenient locations today. A friendly team member will order a card for your checking account, so you have a chance to win too. Shop, swipe, and win with North Valley Bank's debit card. Member FDIC, no purchase or account required. Must be age 18 or older to participate. See official contest rules for more details. Campaign ends December 29th, 2011.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Good morning. That's correct. 8:43 in the morning. It is the ninth day of the month. Can you believe it? Of June. Sunny today with a high of 89 degrees, currently 69 this morning. Mostly clear tonight with a low of 60. I don't know. It's time to open up the windows and fluff up the roses.
This part of the show is brought to you by Dr. Joseph Leah, who is our optometrist of choice. Are you going by to see today to have your eyes checked, right?
Rechecked, because I am going to officially be prescription glass lady.
Yeah, he's from Advantage Eye Care. He's our optometrist. We like him. He's at 1751 Hartnell Avenue.
I trust him with my eyes.
Yeah, well, then I really don't have to say anything else.
No.
Because that's true. If you trust him with your eyes, what else can you say?
That's huge.
Yeah, 1751 Hartnell Avenue, 223-2325. Give him a call, and we'll give you an update on Linda's retina. So that was worked on. All right, our guest is Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen, and we were talking about the gangs and this and such. But one of the things you wrote, we have Kay on the line. I'm sorry,
good
Kay.
Good morning, Kay.
Hi, Linda and Carl.
How are you?
Hi, Hansen.
Yes. Hey, good morning.
Hi. I was wondering, I live near Enterprise High School, near where they've had problems with the kids in the middle of the night, and some of them are supposedly gang members. What's the status with the Reading Police and the Neighborhood Watch?
Well, as a result of budget cuts and the economic downturn and so on, we actually had to eliminate our full-time crime prevention officer.
Mm-hmm.
I do have one of our community service officers, Mike Leonard, who's very experienced, and he is very willing and able to assist neighborhoods to establish a Neighborhood Watch group. And he's still available to do that, so that is something that we still offer. One of the things we really had to curtail, though, is the follow-up meetings. So once we help get the Neighborhood Watch established, we're pretty much going to kick it to that neighborhood to continue the program. But he can get you going, so just call our office and we'll hook you up.
So you call the Neighborhood Watch and leave a message and he'll call you back?
Yeah, or call the Reading Police Department, ask for Mike Leonard, and we can schedule to come out, meet with your group, help get you organized and signs up and the signs, and explain the program. It's just the follow-up meetings we've had to really curtail. We're only available because of his regular job. He's our court officer, that he can only do the startup.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Kay.
You know, that's what we're doing in our neighborhood, by the way. One of the questions is...
And we are taking action with that. That's just not like, let's do it down the road. No, it's something that's going to be happening here soon.
One of the questions is, do we have a way of a plan for tracking these people, the people that have been released from prison?
Yes. When a person is released from prison, they're going to either be back on parole or on supervised probation. So there will be a system in place to track them while they finish out the rest of their sentence. And in addition, those people that who normally would have been sent to prison who are going to be supervised here, either incarcerated at the jail or supervised, they will all be tracked. So we'll know who they are and what they are. But the problem is that the numbers. The problem is going to be that, right now we've got about 235 people in the jail. This is going to triple that. And the probation department is understaffed. The sheriff's department is understaffed. So while we will have a method to track them, it's just going to come down to raw numbers. How many people can a probation officer or a parole officer, effectively supervise just because of a caseload management issue? So.
Hey, Chief, when's the perfect storm? What point is it a perfect storm?
Well, combination of prison releases and lack of resources to deal with it. We're getting real close to that right now, right? If that's the question you're asking.
That is, if everything lines up.
Yeah.
At what point are we going to be? Oh,
yeah.
It's too late.
Well, the new sentencing guidelines for people to be incarcerated locally starts July 1st. That's when that takes place. The release of all these guys from prison, the 33,000, that's going to take place over the next 2 years. What I'm hoping is that over the next 2 years, law enforcement and public safety in general starts to increase and recover from this economic downturn, because as you know, here in Reading and the other cities in the county, really when public safety continues to be a high priority. So
it is. In fact, if you look at almost every poll, public safety.
Yeah. There was a poll in the paper the other day that talked about public safety being very high on the priority list, but it is very challenging. The city's also dealing with the closure of the fire station. They want to reopen that desperately. We're starting to get close to the beginning of fire season.
Yeah.
and they're working on plans for that. So,
so it could be coming unless some changes happen.
It could be, but I think you know the most important thing which fuels all this is you know jobs and economic recovery and you know people getting back to work and having confidence to start reinvesting. You know, and I'm not an economics expert, but you know, you've been around long enough to watch how things go, and people start to lose confidence, and they start saving money rather than you know, going out spending money. In our economy, is people spend money, and it drives the economy.
I heard a, and we got to take a break, but I heard a statement by you know Carville, James Carville, who is you know a Democratic strategist, and you know Carville, even though he's unabashedly a Democrat, he says a lot of things that are pretty straight, and he said, you know what, if they don't fix this economy here soon, don't be surprised if you don't start seeing riots in the street or something going on in the streets, as people are just going to have it. They don't know what else to do, and which was kind of a surprise to hear him say something like this.
Well, if you look at what's happening overseas, even in you know certainly in the Muslim countries now, but if you look at Greece and other countries like that, and France, they've had riots because of economic conditions,
that's right.
Not for anything else, and. You know, you really start to hit close to home when you hit people's pocketbook, and there comes a time when people say, "Enough's enough. We need to start working on these things." And George Bush Sr., you know, lost the election, even though he'd won the war, right? Because it's you know the old cliche: it's the economy, stupid. I mean, that's what gets people elected here. And I think the election we have coming up next year is going to be the same type of challenges for those candidates.
Yeah, it certainly is, and nobody sees anything happening. And
well,
just
you'll
like
be
you
hearing
said,
about it anyway. All here on our station. And by the way, we've got to take a break. When we come back, let's get on the article that you wrote and more about that. This is KCNR 1460 back after these messages.
Yeah. Join us in a fantastic voyage at Wind River Casino and play the fantastic Swipe to Win giveaway. The more you play, the more chances you have to win a 2011 Kia Sedona minivan. Wind River Casino offers the largest selection of gaming in Northern California, with new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Swipe to Win and play to win. Just use your free River Club card daily. If you don't have a River Club card, don't wait in line. You can register online for your new River Club card and get free play. The rewards are endless. Ask about double entry bonuses. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play and free gas at the weekly drawings on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The big giveaway is on Thursday, July 28th, where you could drive away in your very own 2011 Kia Sedona. For more information on Wind River's fantastic Swipe to Win promotion, log on to WindRiver.com or check us out on Facebook. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your all-new 2011 Kia Sedona from Redding Kia. It's better on the river.
Are bulging varicose veins keeping you from wearing the clothes you want to wear? In the afternoons, do you feel the need to just sit down and put up your aching legs to relieve the pain? We have great news for you. Now there's an affordable, permanent, minimally invasive treatment for varicose veins offered right here in Reading by the Interventional Division of MD Imaging. Our interventional doctors now have a procedure that takes less than 1 hour to perform, leaves no scars or stitches, and provides immediate relief of your symptoms. Imagine being able to stand for hours without aching legs. Wear shorts again without the embarrassing bulges and discoloration. Many insurance carriers cover this treatment based on medical necessity for symptom relief. Call the Interventional Division of MD Imaging today at 245-5945. MD Imaging. Trust.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, FiveStarBank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Free Fire Radio and Carl and the Bot. It's 8:54 in the morning. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We're having our big fundraiser there on the 24th from 6 to 9 p.m., but they have Espresso Joe's. Joe and Shelley support our community. They support our veterans. They support the community projects going on. They've got the finest walk-in humidor in the state, and the greatest people work there. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
And don't forget July 9th. You want to get your tickets now because this is, of course, all funds have been cut for the Shasta Women's Refuge, and so it really is about your donation. So Carl's throwing, and we are throwing, and the station's throwing everything that we can behind supporting the Shasta Women's Refuge for this event, July 9th. Carl will be dancing with Kathy Babcock. You don't want to miss it. You will see Carl doing the foxtrot and the tango, and he's been rehearsing three times a day. So
A week.
Three times a day.
I could probably do 3 times a day.
I know.
I should probably be doing 8 hours a day. Poor Kathy Babcock. You know, if you know Kathy Babcock, send her a little letter of encouragement. You know, the poor lady. And I'm just, I do everything, but, I mean, she's got bruises all over. Anyway.
Okay, recent blog. Our guest is Peter Hansen. And recently on Reading.com, you had written about, 40,000. Tell us about your article that received the most hits, the most response ever in history.
Well, what happened was we were invited to participate in a women's forum that's held at the library, I think, monthly, and the topic was going to be about drugs in society. And I was unable to attend, so I sent one of my lieutenants, who was a very experienced narcotics investigator, and during the preparation for this, he was asked, how many patients are there in Reading? So he researched, and he called all the collectives, how many patients do you have? And it totaled 40,000 people. Well, you know, I sort of... No, there's not 40,000 people in this town with a recommendation. What's happening is that people belong to multiple collectives. So you have, you know, excesses reporting is what's going on. Now, technically, that's a violation of the Reading City Ordinance. The reason that rule is in place, when you have a prescription for Vicodin, let's say, you can go to any pharmacy you want. Okay, but when you go there and you you drop off your prescription and you leave, you don't take that prescription with you. You cannot fill that prescription at another pharmacy, so you cannot fill it multiple times. You fill it one time, you walk out the door with your medicine, and the prescription stays there. What's different about medical marijuana is you get a recommendation from a physician, and you keep that. You have to keep that with you. So while the collective may take a copy of it, you keep that. So nothing would prevent you from technically filling your recommendation multiple times. Now, the other part of that is that there's no limit on the amount of marijuana you can have. The reason that the city has these rules in place is that we allow these storefront dispensaries to occur. And if you choose to, and again, it's voluntary, there's no requirement that you belong to a medical marijuana collective in Reading. You don't have to participate at all. But if you choose, one of the rules is you belong to one, and we need to know how much you need. That's to help us monitor the collective. So, for example, if I have 10 patients, and they're entitled to 1 ounce a week, and the police show up, it is very reasonable for that guy to have 10 ounces or maybe 20 ounces on hand to supply his patient needs. If he happens to have 600 pounds of marijuana in his backyard, he's probably, or in his store, he's probably doing some criminal violation. It allows us, and allows the operator of the collective, and allows the city to carefully monitor an illegal product, to monitor their inventory so it matches up with his patient needs. That's why we want the patients to have, and they sign an affidavit, but we want the patients to have, you know, how much you need to have and that you can only belong to one. Now, the collective operators themselves are doing the best they can, and they do a good job following the city ordinance. It's the patients themselves that are probably belonging to multiple ordinances. In fact, I talked to a guy yesterday who says one of his employees is a member of 16 different collectives. So, you know, he's violating the ordinance. The reality is the person that might get held accountable for that is the collective operator, not the patient, because you know the worst thing we're going to do is kick them out of the collective. But we do that to help monitor inventory and things like that. So then, after this women's forum, Bruce Ross posts on his blog site that, you know, Lieutenant Wallace said 40,000 patients, which is the number he got in his phone survey. Mark Beecham got a hold of me. I responded to him with my email. And then Alana
Burke
writes an article.
Who has a 12 o'clock show on our station?
Oh, not her. It was just one of the local reporters. I think it was Elena. She writes an article, and the article generated, so far, 811 blogs, which, according to Silas Lyons, is a record for the number of blogs. And it's a controversial topic.
Very.
And people get talking to each other and going back and forth.
Okay, we got just a minute left here. By the way, somebody has said that you're always very informative and you should have your own show here.
That's what somebody
I
said.
I should. Okay. Well, you know, the entertaining part, your listeners really miss by not being able to hear what goes on during the break here. Because that's where the real discussion takes place. But I appreciate that. And I try and be honest and straightforward with what's going on. There's no secrets here.
We always enjoy having you on. Especially, I was going to take today off, but knew you were going to be here and had to be here. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Hey, thank you so much for being here. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. This world from dragging me down. Don't